We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
If you got your Bibles, quickly go into two places this morning, and this is not just for them. This is for everybody that's listening in the room. But you men and women that stood across the stage and the rest of us, go over to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. If you're a Christian, which I believe every one of them across this stage are, because they don't just teach in schools. They also teach around here. They lead around here. They serve. They sing. They do so many, wear so many different hats. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus here is preaching. And this is what he says about you. Not just those that are going to be interacting with students this year, but each one of us that are his children. You are, the Bible says, beginning in verse 14, you are the light of the world. That's you. You are the light of the world. Do not step back from who you are. Do not shrink back from who you are. The Bible says you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Look at verse 16. This is your marching orders. I don't care what your administrator or the school system says, as a child of God, this is our marching orders. Every single one of us, whether we're going to a school or going to wherever your job is, whatever your life is, whether you're retired or still in it, whatever you are, the Bible says, let your light shine before men in such a way. That line right there, in such a way, I have always, for a very long time, it hits me in such a way. Here's the thing. Our light shines in such a way differently outside of a classroom than it probably does inside of a classroom. In such a way, it probably shines different at your job than it does your neighbor's job. It probably shines different in your occupation than it does in your spouse's or your brother or sister or sibling or relative or coworker or classmate, whatever. But in such a way, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In such a way that God's glorified. In such a way that there's something unique about you. There's something that stands out about you. There's something that's just different. In such a way that they see your good works, they recognize you, they notice you, and you point them to Jesus. Our lives are to be spent pointing others to Jesus, not just preachers, not just, hey, well, that's your job, you're a preacher. I could probably do most any other job. He could probably do most any other job. But this is what God's called us to. Called to equip the saints to do the work. And you are out there doing the work. You go places we don't go. You see people we don't see. You interact with individuals, whether they're little bitty guys, all the way up. Let your light so shine before men in such a way that they see your good works. Every single day you wake up, every single day we wake up, God, let our light shine in such a way. God, let me today live a life in such a way. And God, it may be in a conversation that I have. It may be in how I react to a situation. It may be, who knows what that such a way may be in that very moment. At that very moment, there you stand, you. Not just this teacher group in front of us, but you standing there before somebody. And in that very moment, let your light so shine in such a way that they see your good works and they glorify your Father which is in heaven. Those moments happen all the time. Those moments could happen at gas stations and at Walmarts, at restaurants, at ball games. Ball games are about to start. Listen to me. Don't you dare be a hellion in the stands. Don't be an idiot in the stands. I'm telling you, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Don't be a fool in the stands. If you're going to go and show your ignorance, stay home. They don't need you in the stands. Let your light, if you're going to be there, let your light so shine in such a way that they see your good works. Don't be a fool. Let your light so shine before men in such a way that they see your good works. And to glorify your Father which is in heaven. Turn over with me also. That's where I was going, but God gave me this. Weird. I'm like, Lord, what? Why? What's going on? Go to Esther. Go to Esther. Esther 4. Context here. Haman's wanting to kill them all. Haman's wanting to kill all the Jews. He's wanting to destroy all the Jews. And this situation basically happens here. And this is one of those pivotal moments in church history, in Jewish history, in bringing Jesus to this earth history. Haman doesn't like Mordecai, jealous. Haman's got a plan to destroy all the Jews, every one of them. Gets back, Esther gets word of it, Mordecai gets word of it, Mordecai sends word. Look over in chapter 4, Esther chapter 4. Just look at starting verse 14. Context behind the scenes. Read it, short book, really cool book. Really cool book. But if she stands up and takes this information to the king, she could die. That's sort of the gist of what's going on here. The plan behind the scenes, what Haman, the trap, the conniving, killing all the Jews has been made known to Mordecai. Mordecai has sent word to Queen Esther, and here she stands. Look at verse 14. And I think this right here, this whole next little bit, actually those first few words. For if you remain silent at this time, church, I think there's a reason we as a society are in the mess that we're in is because we have remained silent. And the context is all right here. Yeah, but if we speak up, we could die. If we speak up, we could be outcasted. If we speak up, we could be blacklisted. If we speak up, we may lose everything. For if you remain silent, look at verse 14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. And you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether or not you've attained royalty for such a time as this? How do you know that God didn't put you there, whether it's in front of a student, whether it's in front of an angry parent, whether I get outside of the school systems, whether... How do you know that God didn't put you in that situation for such a time as that? And here we are. We, every single one of us, every single day, face moments, those crises, those faith crises of do I step up for King Jesus or do I just stay back here and stay quiet and keep the peace and just it'll blow over. How do you know that God doesn't have you and I there for such a time as this right here? How many times have we stayed silent? What happens? I know, I can speak for myself. There's been times that I have stayed silent when I probably should have. I know I should have spoke up and the Holy Spirit moved and mess happened. But you know what? I was scared. Yeah, but if I do that, what if? What if? Yeah, but I start rationalizing. Yeah, if I do that, look, and in my mind starts wondering, and I lay there in the middle of the night and all of this stuff, and I just play it out, and I play God of the situation, and I play it all out. And I'm like, well, you know what? I just ain't gonna say nothing. But what if God has us there not to stay quiet, but to do what's right? What if God has us there for such a time as that, to let our light so shine before men in such a way that they see our good works and they glorify our Father in heaven? We're not here to keep peace. We're here to bring Him glory. We're not here to appease, and we're here to bring God glory. And you know, that's one of those things right there to where you got to pray, Lord God, what do I do? God, give me sensitivity. God, I want to be your mouthpiece, and I want to be used by you. And God, I want my life to matter, and I want to be your hands and your feet. And God, I don't want to be the center of the world. I don't want to be the center of the attention. God, I want you to be glorified. God, I think that's where that other verse, in such a way, let your light so shine before men in such a way. Surrender. Surrender our words, surrender our actions, surrender our wills, surrender. Surrendering to Him doesn't mean surrendering to the world. Surrendering to Him doesn't mean rolling over, because sometimes, and you know, out of this entire room, out of this entire double-filled box twice today, there may be people that are put in places this coming year or this coming week to where they're put in a situation to where, you know what, it's probably just best to stay quiet. It's probably just best not to mention it. It's probably not best to, you know, just, let's just. But the Spirit of God is sitting there moving in your heart. My prayer for you, me, us, is to let our light so shine before men in such a way that they see our good works and they glorify our Father in heaven. And it may not make sense to men. Our obedience to God may not make sense to men. For if we remain silent, who knows? What if God has us there? What if God has you there for such a time as this? You know, and part of me thinks back to this row of people here, but I don't want the rest of you that's not a teacher or not a educator person to sit there and say, well, yeah, maybe they'll step up for that kid this week. Maybe they'll be that child, maybe they're listening. Listen, maybe that person out there, that teacher needs to hear that, because he or she may be the only light that kid needs, and that person needs somebody to stand up for them. It's always easier when we project it onto others and we just sit back and, yeah, maybe they'll step up and maybe they'll have to stand up and maybe they'll listen and maybe they'll be used by God. Maybe they know us, me. If you're a Christian, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they see your good works and they glorify your Father in heaven. Who knows? Who knows if God might have you right where He has you for such a time as this right here? Father God, we're in a war. We're in a war daily. We're not just in a war in classrooms. We're in a war every single day of each one of our lives, God. A battle against the enemy, a battle We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not battling against people. It's not people we're fighting. Our war is against enemy, the devil, Satan, his fallen ones, those thoughts that come to mind, that doubt, that worry, that fear, all of that stuff. God, help us to be bold for you. Give us wisdom, Lord, not to be... And that, I pray that we hear that request. Help us be bold for you, not bold for self. None of this is about us being seen. None of this is about us being anything except obedient. This is not about us having a platform or starting something or doing something or making a name for ourselves or being known. It has nothing to do with us. We're to let our light so shine before men in such a way that they see our good works, but they glorify you. We don't get the attaboys. We don't get the pat on the backs. We are little and you be big. We got to decrease so Christ, you will increase. And with that as the backdrop, God, who knows? Who knows if we've been put somewhere for such a time as this? God, if you want us to step up, help us step up, God. If you want us to speak up, help us speak up. If you want us, then we will. But God, help us not, if we know we should, help us not to just remain silent. God, give us boldness. Give us boldness, Lord. As we go out this world and we live for you, give us boldness to live in Christ's power every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.